Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, on Live 365, and on the TBFS Radio Network. This top-ranked business radio broadcast features the obstacles and challenges that business owners endure on the road to success. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, Allison Lindstrom, I'm Kevin Hunter. Stay tuned. The Business Forum Show is next. TBFS Radio Network. Kevin Hunter with Jeff O'Brien here on the Business Forum Show, and we're going to have some conversation about some areas around shareholders, and specifically on this segment, right to employment and fiduciary duties. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, well, Kevin, you know, owning shares in a closely held corporation isn't just about getting, you know, a check for profits and, you know, the chance to vote at an annual meeting every year. It's, you know, the shareholders are actively engaged in the business.
Mm-hmm.
And this could be, you know, good friends, it could be, you know, relatives, whatever. And so there's some special rights, particularly under Minnesota law,
mm-hmm.
that the courts have said that these types of shareholders have, and duties that they owe each other.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're going to talk about. And there's a leading case in Minnesota called the Pedro versus Pedro case.
Mm-hmm.
And it refers to anybody that's listening that's familiar with St. Paul remembers the Pedro Luggage Store downtown St. Paul. And this was a family-owned business. And when Dad was out of the business, the three brothers took it over. They each owned equal shares.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point, one of the brothers discovered some accounting discrepancies and brought those to light and kind of put him on the outs with his other two brothers. And then it deteriorated from there, where they were interfering with what his duties were in terms of his role with the company. There was some disclosure that they had hired a private investigator to track him and his movements and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then ultimately they fired him. And
sounds like three real nice boys.
Yeah, exactly. With brothers like that, who needs enemies, right?
Yes.
But they fired him, and then told the other employees that he had had a nervous breakdown.
Mm.
And he sued. And he sued on two grounds. He sued for breach of fiduciary duty as a shareholder, and then he sued for wrongful discharge.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the importance of this case is twofold. Is it says the court came down and said that shareholders in a closely held corporation, and this holds for, let's say, members of an LLC as well. We're talking about small businesses, a select number of owners.
Sure.
So this would hold for other types of entities as well. But it says that shareholders in a closely held corporation owe each other this fiduciary duties analogous to partners.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it says, you know, means they have, the law imposes upon them highest standards of integrity and good faith in their dealings with each other, and owing a fiduciary duty includes dealing openly, honestly, and fairly with other shareholders.
Mm-hmm.
And the court went through a number of reasons as to how the two other brothers had breached their fiduciary duties
mm-hmm.
to him. They mentioned about they didn't give him a fair buyout price, they interfered with his responsibilities, the private investigator, all these things. They said, that's a breach of your fiduciary duties. You aren't dealing openly and honestly with him.
Mm-hmm. And then they tell the employees had a nervous breakdown.
Exactly. Yeah, that's another one of the factors. They said that you can't go around saying that kind of stuff. The other thing is, and really to me the most important part of this case is the second leg of it, which says that shareholders have in a closely held business have a reasonable expectation of employment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is not, you know, someone owning a passive interest in a company that they're not working, you know, they're not working in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
This was a company where all three owners were active in the business.
Sure.
And they said, you can't just, you know, take a vote and have two, you know, gang up on one and cut him loose, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he was awarded damages both for the breach of the fiduciary duties as a shareholder and for lost wages.
Mm-hmm.
And the moral of the story is, you know, fiduciary duties, you know, it's pretty cut and dry. You have to deal honestly with your partners in your business. You know, there's no brinksmanship or gamesmanship. If you play games and try to do something to, you know, force them out or minimize their interest, you know, you could end up in court. They might have an action against you. With regards to the employment, you know, I always tell companies and my clients, my business clients, to get all their agreements in writing up front when they're all on the same page, right? And this is a good example. I mean, I've had situations, and people kind of scratch their head, why would we do that? Why would you have, you know, let's say a two-owner business or a three-owner business, and have all of the owners also sign employment agreements? Why? Well, you want to clear up some of these things. You want to specify what somebody's duties are, you know, and perhaps if you have a buy-sell agreement, if someone's not performing those duties, that may give the company or the other owners the right to buy them out. You want to specify what grounds the company may reasonably have for terminating that person's employment. You know, you talk about, you know, the general rule is employment at will, but there is for-cause termination. You could have an employment agreement with a shareholder employee and specify, if you do these things, if you're convicted of a crime, if you do this, that, or the other thing, this constitutes cause and allows us to terminate you. Now, you may still have litigation as to whether or not there was sufficient cause for the termination, but it's certainly better than having no agreement and having the default rule being the Pedro case, which is lifetime employment, you know, and having to pay that out. So
the pre-planning in all of this is that if yes, you mentioned that if you have an agreement in place, there can still be litigation, but there's going to be far less expensive litigation.
Or you could go as far as to have, you know, some kind of alternative dispute resolution written into the employment contract, such as mediation or binding arbitration, to save some costs as well. I mean, that's not, the mediation and arbitration aren't inexpensive, but they, you know, shareholder lawsuits, as I always say, are, you're looking at, you know, 5 to 6 figures of legal fees that you aren't going to recover. And so, again, the way to avoid these situations is, like I said, pre-planning. Get things in writing at the outset. Think of what the worst-case scenarios would be. Even if you don't want to think that way, you know, it's, you know, it's this, you know, we call it like a buy-sell agreement or business prenuptial agreement. There's kind of a lot of different angles where you could have prenuptial agreements. So if the relationship sours, if the partnership breaks up, there's ways to unwind things in a less expensive way for all the parties concerned.
The other thing I think about is if somebody says, well, you know, I don't want to go through all that red tape now, and you know, and maybe they come to a point where they don't necessarily agree on what the agreement should be. I guess my thought is this, is that when that's in the beginning of a business relationship, and if you can't agree on things that logically the business should do and how they should handle things, it's certainly not going to get better when the crap hits the fan later.
Nope. You always got to trust who you're going into business with as your partner.
Absolutely. Kevin Hunter with Jeff O'Brien here on the Business Forum Show. You can reach Jeff at 612-336-9317. You can also email him at jobrien@lowman.com. Again, jobrien@lowman.com. Kevin Hunter was here with Jeff O'Brien. Thanks for joining us.
I wish I had a steady job as an employee. As a business owner, I've heard myself saying that before. We opened our business and we were on our way to living the American dream. Soon afterwards, I found myself working 75 hours a week and losing tons of money. What kind of mom was I to our 3 young children? Fortunately, I found Action Coach Metro-North. We were able to reduce my hours in half and increase our revenue by 252% after working with my coach. If a mom like me can do it with the help of an Action Coach, why can't you?
Reclaim your life and business and go to freeactionplan.com. Let Action Coach proven system put you on a path to achieve your goals. Kick the habit of business as usual. Go to freeactionplan.com today and schedule a free action plan session. That's freeactionplan.com. Get into action today. Let Action Coach business coaching help you. freeactionplan.com. You
You've been listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, on Life 365, and on the TBFS Radio Network. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and Allison Lindstrom, I'm Kevin Hunter. Thanks for listening.